So my first question, Andy, is now that we're live, we can see the development at either end here and over in the west of London, which brings the business case into reality. What do you think this does for the business case of Crossrail 2?
I think it can only enhance that. I think the fact that, as you said, we're already seeing jobs being created, houses being built, industries popping up along the line. That's exactly what we predicted. It's not a surprise to us. We foresaw that happening. I think that that will whet people's appetite to push on with Crossrail 2 and to get those same benefits on the North-South corridor. And it was great to be at Paddington just a week ago and hear the Prime Minister himself say that he wants to now push on with Crossrail 2. Give me the money, we'll get started.
That's great to hear. Second question, it's a bit of an odd one. I came in here today and asked to go to the gents, and there are no toilets in the station. And I understand there are no toilets on the trains.
Is that deliberate? What are the customers meant to do? That is deliberate, because this is a metro, effectively a metro service. It's not a tube line, but it's a metro service. And most, from our modelling, most journeys will be of about 20 minutes duration. So on the trains, had we put toilets in, we'd have had to take a load of seats or standing capacity out.
Okay.
The bigger benefit was to provide a capacity.
Okay, thank you for your time. Thank you.
You're welcome.